This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. A pioneering project in North Yorkshire is changing young people's lives. It's called No Wrong Door and supports those in care until they're ready to live on their own. We've been finding out more from Janice Nicholson, who's Residential and Edge of Care Services Manager, and Martin Kelly, who's Head of Service for Children and Young People's Resources.
It's absolutely at the forefront of working with adolescents. It's around rethinking care for adolescents, about doing things in a different way. And we have over 50 different local authorities and organisations in the country and even in America looking at what we're doing because of the outcomes that we're achieving for young people.
And why is this particular project so important, Martin, do you think? Because obviously a lot of it's about the transition from being a child to an adult, isn't it?
It is. I mean, this project's aimed at looking at the young people that we would traditionally place in a children's home environment. So we're trying to move those young people into foster care or into a family environment that's much more of a natural arrangement. They are hard to place. Sometimes young people are hard to engage. Perhaps they've had multiple placement breakdowns. So this really is a project that is innovative. It's certainly the only one that we've got so far in the country that works in this way and has foster carers coming in to work alongside young people in a children's home to develop a relationship with the young people first. And we know that the strongest thing for any child in terms of making it a success, no matter how complex and difficult they are, is the relationship that they build with carers. So building that relationship first within a children's home for the young person to then move into a permanent fostering arrangement really makes a significant difference.
And Janice, we must have seen quite a few success stories already, although the project is still quite new.
Absolutely. We have young people who are now stable in family placements, who've started to reintegrate back into school, who've started to achieve in a whole host of different ways. And I think for the carers and for the workers who work around them, seeing that young person really start to change around and blossom so that they've got much more chance of achieving in their life in the future and as an adult, that is really rewarding as well.
And Martin, I know from talking to many of your colleagues that fostering in North Yorkshire has a really good record compared to other areas, and I suppose a project like this can only help improve that.
It does have an excellent record. The biggest challenge for North Yorkshire, because it's such a large county, the largest in England, is that we need to find enough foster carers to be able to find the right matches for children. So we're always on the lookout for foster carers, whether it's somebody that's got very little experience to carers who perhaps have worked for an independent fostering agency and can come in to work for North Yorkshire in something like No Wrong Door, where they're working alongside some fantastic specialists in terms of psychologists, the police, speech and language therapists. We've got a whole team that will work around alongside the foster carer, and the foster carer becomes part of that team. So they become a real professional working with a range of other colleagues, something that is very difficult to find in any other fostering arrangement anywhere else in the country.
And the supported lodgings, that's a big part of fostering, isn't it? Just to explain a bit more about how that works.
Yeah, we think that people who maybe work either part-time or full-time could offer an opportunity for a young person who's older. They would be able to help support them around moving into independence, around things like cooking, budgeting, all the types of things that we take for granted often that young people learn gradually at home. We need the kind of people who have got a room in the house, that have got that resilience to be able to stick with a young person, because times won't always be smooth, but that they can bounce back and they can really understand the issues that have impacted on those young people. They've got some understanding of maybe what neglect can mean to a young person, and the kinds of challenges that they've faced, so that they can understand the behaviours and help work with them to improve their life chances.
Yes, and you mentioned there about some of the young people, it will be difficult to care for them, but there are people who really do want that challenge, aren't there, of taking on someone like that and helping them turn themselves around?
There really are, and I've had a few phone calls in the last couple of days from people that, you know, there are a lot of good-hearted and willing people out there, and those are the kind of people that we want to come forward and explore with them whether they've got some of those skills and characteristics that we need to help us to provide these opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully this will inspire a few people to get in touch at least and find out more about fostering and how they can get involved. What's the best way to do that?
For No Wrong Door, we have a website that people can have a look at, and there's details on there, and that's northyorks.gov.uk/no wrong door, or I can be contacted on 01609 535695, and happy to have a conversation with people just to explore things, because I think people can feel a bit embarrassed or shy. You know, we're friendly, more than happy to have a conversation with people.
And there are often fostering events as well, aren't there, that people can go along to and find out more?
There are. We have regular fostering events so that foster carers can come along and meet other prospective carers. They'll meet with young people that have had fostering experiences. They'll meet with other teams that work alongside foster carers, so they get a good understanding of what they're coming into. What's important to say for this, certainly for No Wrong Door, is that it's a fee-based arrangement, so effectively foster carers receive a salary as well as an allowance for the young people. We have other fostering arrangements where we're having young people who the foster carers receive an allowance for the young people, but it isn't a fee-based scheme, and those young people are perhaps a little easier to look after. But we're after all foster carers to come forward, or all prospective carers to come forward, whether it's for No Wrong Door or whether it's for any other type of fostering. What I would say is, if anybody's ever thought about it, at least pick up the phone and have a conversation, and, you know, talk to people who've either experienced fostering or who can give some guidance about what fostering is like. We have most of our foster carers, and we've got many across North Yorkshire, give us some fantastic feedback about their experiences.